Good morning, KSJD, and welcome to another edition of River Radio. My name is Sam Carter, and I am your host today. And today, I have the great fortune of sitting and reporting to you from the Patagonia region of southern Chile. I'm sitting on the island of Chiloé, and you might hear the ocean lapping up on the shore right out in front of me. And I'm sitting on the dock with Francisco Valle, and Francisco has been a guide of many sorts down here in Chile for pushing 30 years, and we're going to talk today about his time river guiding and also as a sea kayak guide. Francisco, good morning, and thanks for coming on the show.
Good morning to everybody.
It's great to have you. So, Francisco, for many years, you guided on the Biobío River in Chile. Can you tell us where the Biobío is and just describe that river in general?
Well, the Biobío, it's one of the biggest rivers in Chile. It's in the Araucanía region, that is about 500 kilometers south of Santiago. It's a beautiful river. It was better than it is now, when it was free-flowing river. But it's a huge amount of water there, and it goes from the Andes to the sea. It's quite special because it goes the most of the way. It goes from south to north, and goes through the foothills of the Andes. That's why it's so beautiful, also, and many forests and waterfalls and hot springs and many things.
Can you tell us about the nature of the rapids? I feel like I've heard that these are rather enormous rapids. And just can you talk about the rapids and the river trip in general that people would experience?
Well, more than that enormous in terms of amount of water, it's was very technical rapids. A lot of rocks and few runs to, and you have to do it well. If not, you're caught, you know. So that's more. If you compare that with the Grand Canyon, there's a lot of water there, much more in the Colorado River. But here's technical. It was really technical inside narrow canyons, and that was also part of its beauty.
And the people that would come on your trips, were they Chilean people? Were they people from other countries in South America, other parts of the world?
In my trips, in my river trips or my sea kayaking trips?
On the Biobío, yes.
Well, yes, on those times, I start, you know, with American people coming. They know much more the concept. And the Biobío was already, when I started, was already being famous in the States, and it appears in many magazines and media.
So many people knew about it from the States and from other parts of the world, and they would come to enjoy it. And tell us more. What did the people come back for more trips, or was it just kind of a once in a lifetime trip?
Well, it's many people come back because it's some of the rapids were really huge, but also some Chileans get very interested at the end of the river. You know, after many years, the Chileans start to go where the Americans was going, and it was so famous, the river, that at last, you know, before the dams, we were, you know, full of people trying to do it before the river was dammed.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. And if you're just tuning in, this is River Radio. I'm Sam Carter, and I'm sitting with Francisco Valle, and we're talking about the Biobío River in Chile and his experience guiding on that river. Francisco, talk about the river guides who would guide on the Biobío. You were one of the guides. I'm assuming you were one of the earliest guides. You can talk about that, but you're from Chile, but where were the other guides from?
Well, the Biobío starts with an American company. They were the explorers of the river. A Chilean guy bring them to the river that was that crosses farm. So he brings these people from California, from Sobek expeditions, and make the first descent on 70, late 70s. And it was 78, I guess. And they found it incredible. And I started VOB on the 82 with more experience, because it was technical. And I found that there were two American companies already there, Sobek, the first one, and Steve Curry, that was, and I don't know if still exists, but the guides, and about the guides, I start with American guides that work mostly in the Colorado River. I get some contacts there. I knew many people there. I go down the Colorado River also, so the people from the Grand Canyon, they know me very well and come to guide with me.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. Hang on, and we'll be right back to talk more about the BOBO and also about sea kayaking in the fjords of Parque Pumalin. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to River Radio here on KSJD. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Sam Carter. Today I'm reporting from Patagonia in southern Chile, and I'm sitting with Francisco Valle, a longtime river guide on the Biobío and other rivers in Chile, and also the proprietor of a sea kayaking operation that we will talk about here in a few minutes. Francisco, before the break, we were talking about the Biobío River, the nature of that river, the size of it. And you did have the opportunity to come to the States and take a river trip down the Grand Canyon and row that trip. And you worked with river guides from the Grand Canyon on the Biobío. Can you talk about the similarities and even the differences that you recall between the Colorado and the Grand Canyon and the Biobío?
Well, the two rivers are quite different. Both beautiful in its own ways. And the Biobío, you know, was a typical Andean river with all the lush forest that you can find there, and narrow rapids, very narrow canyons, and big white water, but not in terms of amount of water, more technical, as I said. The Grand Canyon, you know, its beauty is very special. It's another kind. It's no green. You know, it's some things are green there, but the contrast, the light, the amount of water is very different in the different rapids. The hydraulics are quite different, and the sidewalks also. You can find in the Colorado very special things. In the Biobío, we hike also, but climbing volcanoes. We are in mountains when we go down the Biobío, and it's a little shorter the whole run also. So both are beautiful in its own ways, I say.
And at some point, the Biobío was dammed. And the Biobío then goes away. Can you tell us when that was dammed and what happened to river guiding there, and then what happened next?
Well, they put three dams. The first one we fought a lot against. Unfortunately, the big companies are with a lot of power here in Chile. They had already in the Biobío the rights, the water rights. So they keep on going. We tried to make a worldwide, you know, power against this, but little by little the government in Chile was okay with the dam, and at last they made it. But it was a pity we lost with the first time we lost the last beautiful canyon with two of the best runs, and then we still keep on doing the Biobío with without that last canyon, and then they started with a second dam in the other beautiful canyon, and that was it. You know, this was on the starting on the 90s and ending in the 94, 95. There was no reason to go down the Biobío anymore. Mm. It was quite sad. You know, that part of Chile should have been a national park and not a hydroelectrical dam.
And so the Biobío is dammed. You have your own company, am I correct? I think you have your own company that was...
Yeah.
And so you have your own company that you're working with to guide on the Biobío, and you have to make a choice to do something different with your guiding company. What was the transition you made to keep your guiding company alive?
Well, two things. I get a little sad with the history of all rivers. You know, they all good rivers have a dam in the future, at least here in Chile. So I get away from rivers and I start sea kayaking. And it was also according to my age, sea kayaking is much more soft and spiritual, not so adrenaline as before with the rivers. So it was a nice transition, and at least I don't think that they're going to find a way to dam the sea, you know. So I am happy with this, with the sea kayaking now.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to River Radio here on KSJD. I'm your host, Sam Carter, and I'm sitting with Francisco Valle on the island of Chiloé in southern Chile, talking about his time guiding, having a guide company on the Biobío, and now transitioning to sea kayaking in Patagonia. And so, Francisco, you transitioned to sea kayaking because they can't dam the sea, and because it's easier on your body as you age. Tell us about the sea kayaking trips. Where do you take your clients sea kayaking, and who are your clients?
Well, we found a great spot in the fjords of here in northern Patagonia, the fjords of Pumalin Park, the park that was owned by an American nice guy called Douglas Tompkins. Now he's died, unfortunately. And we start there with those huge fjords, the mountains plunge into the sea, so strong place, you know, a power place, and we're happy with that. The mountain fjords, the Andean fjords.
And tell us about the wildlife. And we did just go on this trip together, Francisco and I. Can tell us about the wildlife that we were able to see, that you get to see on a regular basis.
Well, many mammals, sea lions, dolphins, special kind of dolphin, many birds, you know. And if you get in the forest, if you can, you know, the forest is quite thick here. We've got only some entrances to get to see waterfalls and things like that. But it's a huge forest, the temperate rainforest here in Chile. Very nice.
And your clients, are your clients from Chile? Are they, where do your clients come from?
Mostly from the States and Canada, and some of them from England and Germany, and few Chileans, you know, still Chilean, just like to go to the Caribbean.
And do you foresee doing this for a while, this sea kayaking?
Yeah. If I am going to continue this, yeah. For at least for 2 or 3 years more. I know. I got 62 right now, and I'm getting a little bit tired. I want to have my motorhome and read a book, and that's all. Yeah.
That sounds great. Last question for you. What do you see? What's the future of the fjords? And folks out there, I will describe this place. I guess in my own perception, it was very... The water is obviously flat because it is, but the dramatic rise of these mountains was unbelievable, up to tree lines with peaks sticking out and glaciers hanging out of those peaks and big blue skies. We're really lucky with the weather. And this is protected, a lot of it, by a national park, but not all of it is. And there are some some developments happening. What do you see, Francisco, with these changes, these developments? What do you see for the future of the fjords?
Well, all these nice places, beautiful places that are starting to be developed with people, it's better to develop in terms of tourism. So that I think from that side is there's going to be a good future there. So beautiful, and some people that have hotels already are buying land there. So it's going to be a kind of fancy hotels, but with wilderness. They're going to preserve the wilderness. So it's going to be okay. Not as it was before. No, that magic, you know, but preservation, and that's nice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you are interested, you can get in touch with Francisco. His company is called Altui Sea Kayaking, or Altui Expeditions. And what does Altui mean?
Beloved land in the Mapuche Indian language here in Chile.
And do you have a website?
Yeah, it's seakayakchile.com. It's very easy.
Very easy. SeaKayakChile.com. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for tuning in today on River Radio. Again, I'm Sam Carter, your host, and I've been talking with Francisco Valle in Patagonia. Next month, we will begin the conversation around the Dolores River and whether or not that river is going to release out of the dam. Pray for snow, pray for cold, pray for rain. Have a great time. Talk to you soon.